Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, family? What's going on? It's your boy, Minister Bernard Marrow, back here on PKN Radio. As always, ready and excited to press forward by faith in this beautiful, blessed day. It's been a great day, and I pray that it's been a great day for you all as well. I'm excited to be back on Purpose Kingdom Network, PKN Radio. Excited and grateful to share a word from the Lord with you all that is going to inspire and encourage you to press forward by faith. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. And so, family, we are here. It's the By Faith Be Good podcast and radio show, an hour of faith-building encouragement that will lift up the name of Jesus and draw all of God's children closer to him. And we've been in this new series titled Things That Contaminate Your Faith. There's some things and some ways about us that will contaminate our faith if we allow them to take root. And so we want to make sure that we are grounded in God's word, so that we are strong in faith, so that we are pressing forward by faith, walking by faith and not by sight. Shout out to all my family all over the world. Shout out to all my family in Philadelphia. Shout out to all of my Chicago family. Shout out to all of my Purpose Kingdom Network family. Shout out to our CEO, Pastor Toy Daly, who does such a great job with Purpose Kingdom Network, what God has called and assigned for her to do. We are so grateful for her. Shout out to my family all over the world. We are all family because we are all children of the Most High God. Amen. Amen. So let's get into it, family. As always, I'm going to open up in prayer, and we're going to press forward by faith with the word from the Lord that he has provided for all of us tonight. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Giving you all the honor, the glory, and the praise, God. We say thank you. We say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name. We bless your name tonight. We bless your name tonight, God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful, blessed day. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for healing and deliverance. We thank you because you're always with us. We thank you, Lord, for your grace, your mercy, your favor, and your unconditional love. God, we thank you. We thank you that we can stand firm on your word. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you'll always show up for us. We thank you, God, for your joy that is our strength. We thank you for your peace that passeth all understanding, that shall keep our hearts and minds through your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we say thank you. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Father, we say thank you. Thank you because you are God. You are in control. You reign supreme. You have all power. Thank you, God, that we can trust in you with our whole heart and lean not to our own understanding, but acknowledge you in all of our ways, knowing that you will direct our path. God, we say thank you. Thank you that you've given us a word for tonight that will strengthen our faith, that will strengthen our confidence in you, that will instruct us concerning how we need to press forward so that our faith is in you and in your word, so that our faith is not contaminated, but that our faith is strong and established in the way you desire. So, God, we say thank you. We decree and declare, Holy Spirit, have your way tonight. In the name of Jesus, set the atmospheres. wherever your children are tonight, be in the midst of every home, be in the midst of every workplace, be in the midst of every community, those who are in their cars. Lord, we pray that you will have your way, that they stay focused, but you will be in the midst, in the name of Jesus. Bless your word, God, that it go forth boldly, that it be a blessing unto your children, that we install it, live by it, and share it with others. In the mighty name of Jesus, we position ourselves to receive your word. We're in position, God, for you to show up and show out so that we can cast all our cares on you because you care for us. Whatever we've dealt with in this day, whatever has come our way, we are so grateful that in this moment, we are the overcomers, that we are victorious, that we are triumphant, that we're pressing forward, stronger, better, greater, wiser, because with you, God, because you are the greatest power, we will never be defeated, and it is so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise tonight. Let us magnify the Lord our God, the only true living God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Once again, family, I'm excited to be back on Purpose Kingdom Network tonight. Hallelujah. PKN Radio on Radio Co. Hallelujah. We are also on Blog Talk Radio. And so God is doing some great things here at Purpose Kingdom Network, and I'm grateful to be a part along with all of my other Purpose Kingdom Network family. And so, family, once again, we're continuing in this series, Things That Contaminate Your Faith. All right? And so we are created to live by faith. We're created to live by faith. And our theme scripture for this new series, we're in part six tonight, and our theme scripture for this series is Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17 in the King James Version. And the word of the Lord says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to those who believe, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. The just shall live by faith." The just shall live by faith. And so, family, we go from faith to faith. God takes us from faith to faith. We're created to live from faith to faith, from beginning to end, from start to finish. We cannot be ashamed to love God, to serve God, to trust God, to commit our life to being in and maintaining a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When it comes to the kingdom of God, you have to function by faith in the kingdom of God, being a part of the kingdom of God. The power of faith is to turn your situation to your advantage. The power of having faith in God, the power of having faith in God's word is to turn your situation to your advantage. But none of this can take place if you are not in faith. There are some things and ways about us that can contaminate our faith and make us non-effective for God, ourselves, and others. There are some things and ways about us that we allow at times that causes our faith to be contaminated, in which will affect what we believe. And so there's a new subject that I want to get into tonight. There's many subjects that God has already blessed us to get into. We are on part six tonight, but some of the areas that we've already covered, we've gotten into fear, how fear can contaminate your faith, how pressure can contaminate your faith, how worrying can contaminate your faith, how wrongful speaking can contaminate your faith, how negative thoughts can contaminate your faith. We've gotten into how bitterness can contaminate your faith. And last week, we've even gotten into how division can contaminate your faith. We've also gotten into how doubt can contaminate your faith. And so tonight, we're going to get into unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. We're going to get into how unforgiveness can contaminate your faith and cause you to be non-effective for God, yourself, and others. We're going to get into how unforgiveness can block your blessings, how unforgiveness can cause you to be stagnant, can hold you back. And so, family, here it is. Let's get into it. Unforgiveness means it's when you're unwilling or unable to forgive. Unforgiveness is when you're unwilling or unable to forgive. When you are unwilling or unable to forgive someone for hurting, betraying, or breaking their trust, your trust in them, all right? And so I'm going to take my time tonight because I really want you to get the understanding, the wisdom when it comes to why unforgiveness is not good and how unforgiveness can contaminate your faith. And so unforgiveness is when you are unwilling or unable to forgive. Unforgiveness is when you are unwilling or unable to forgive someone for hurting or betraying you, breaking your trust, or causing you intense emotional pain, all right? Those are some of the reasons that can cause unforgiveness. When someone has hurt you, when someone has betrayed you, when someone has broken your trust or caused you intense emotional pain. And so check it out, family. We're all guilty of offending other people, right? We've all been offended by other people as well. That's the fact of living in a sinful world. But as children of God, we are told to be forgiven people. It's impossible to live a victorious life, forgiveness in our life and in our hearts. It's impossible. It's hard to live a victorious life. It's hard, or it gets in the way of us living in the way that God created us to when we have unforgiveness lingering and taking root in our hearts. It isn't the offense that destroys relationships. It's the inability to forgive that destroys relationships. Unforgiveness is poison to the soul. Can I say that again? Unforgiveness is poison to the soul. Unforgiveness is a sin that locks the unforgiven person in their own self-made prison. That's right. It's a bad, it's as bad as being enslaved to mind-altering drugs or alcoholism. Okay, this is how bad unforgiveness is. It's as bad as being enslaved to mind-altering drugs or alcoholism. Unforgiveness is a sin that will destroy its own container. Unforgiveness is a sin that will destroy its own container. That's right. The container is your body. When you hold them things that does not add value to your life, to your purpose, to your environment, to the people around you, to what God wants to do through you and for you, unforgiveness becomes a sin and it becomes poisonous. Hallelujah. Unforgiveness is a sin that will destroy you like an incurable disease. Unforgiveness is a sin that causes bitterness in our life because flowing in unforgiveness can cause you to be in your feelings, which is why I've shared with you all the time that faith and your feelings cannot coexist. Faith and your feelings cannot coexist. If you are in your feelings, you are not in faith. And if you are not in faith, you position yourself to not be covered. because it's faith that makes God's word promise to come alive in our lives. It's one thing to be covered in spite of because of God's grace and his favor, because God will just cover you because of the love he has for you, because God will cover you because of his grace and his mercy. But there's going to be times, sometimes in our lives, family, when you will need to be in faith, being strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Jesus says in his word, Jesus says, whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive them, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. You can find that in Mark chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. And so, family, this isn't about our eternal salvation. That's secure when you put your faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. This is not about your eternal salvation. This is about our being blessed or disciplined by God, as we can find this in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 7 to 11. God will not hear our prayers when we have unforgiveness in our hearts. You can get into the word of the Lord in Isaiah chapter 59, verses 1 to 2. People often say, I don't get mad, I get even. This is what people say at times. I don't get mad, but I get even. People mistakenly believe that their bitterness and refusal to forgive will make the other person suffer, but it's the unforgiving person that suffers. Can I stay right there? Can I stay right there for a moment? Oftentimes, you may think in your mind that you being unforgiven, that you not forgiving the other person is making the other person suffer, when really you being the unforgiving person is making yourself suffer. You're holding yourself back. You're blocking your own blessings. See, the more we grow in Christ, the more we grow in God's word, the more we'll learn how to be mature, the more we'll learn how to be, as we say, the better person or the bigger person, the more we'll learn how to not be prideful. See, it's pride that gets in the way. See, pride will contaminate your faith as well. And see, unforgiveness and pride will work together. Unforgiveness and pride will work together to contaminate your faith. They will become king, all right? And when you are prideful, being prideful will cause you to not be forgiven. Being prideful will cause you to hold back and not walk in who God has commissioned, commanded, and assigned, and anointed, and appointed, and equipped you to do, all right? When you grow in Christ and you grow in God's word, you become more confident in God, in his word, and who you are in him. And so when you have an assignment or a task to forgive, it does not matter what people say. You don't worry about other people's personal opinions. You don't focus on how you're going to look. You do what needs to be done because you know that you are a child of God, and you know when you do what is right, you are setting yourself free. You're setting yourself up to be blessed. You're setting yourself up to walk in victory. Watch this. You are setting yourself up to defeat the enemy in every weapon that is formed against you. And so when it comes to unforgiveness, because you choose not to forgive, it's not the person that you're not forgiving that's suffering. You're the one that's suffering because you're making the choice not to forgive. You have something in your heart and in your body that you're carrying around that God has not ordained for you to carry around. God wants you to get into his word so that his word can get into you, so that you can be established in the word of God, so that you can be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might and not your own might, so that you can trust in the word of the Lord and not lean to your own understanding. Hallelujah. We can't have unforgiveness in our hearts. We can't allow unforgiveness to contaminate our faith. No, 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 no. Let me tell you why, family. How can we be effective in fulfilling our God-given purpose if we're flowing in or with anything that is not like God or against God's will? Come on, let's get into it tonight. How can we move mountains? How can we pull down strongholds? How can we be effective with the power of God, the power God has given us to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy? With nothing shall by any means hurting us when and if your faith is contaminated. Simply because you don't want to forgive. This is not even including other situations that you may have allowed to take root that will contaminate your faith. But also, even when you do not want to forgive, how can you defeat the enemy? How can you defeat every weapon formed? How can you be an overcomer? How can you be victorious? How can you be triumphant? How can you be the head and not the tail? How can you be above only and not beneath? How can you be the lender and not the borrower? How can you be the chosen generation, the royal priesthood, the holy nation, the peculiar people? How can you take ownership of being who God created you to be if you are allowing unforgiveness to make its home in your heart? You got to rise up and say, God, I'm not going to let pride or unforgiveness linger or take root in my heart. I'm going to press forward in the way that you created me to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can't flow in unforgiveness. Yes, you've been hurt. Yes, people have said some bad things about you. People have betrayed you. The people that you thought you can trust it, you found out that you could not trust. But let me give you some good news tonight. Family, you got to learn how to flow in your anointing. You got to learn how to flow as a child of God. If somebody betrayed your trust in them, if somebody betrayed you, if somebody hurt you, if somebody said something bad about you, guess what? You ought to thank God that they got exposed. You ought to thank God that they got exposed. And it does not mean that you should not love them. It just means you know who they really are. They've been exposed to you. So all that means is you know how to approach them. You know how to deal with them. You know what you can share and what you can't share. You know what not to open your mouth and say around them. You know where you can let them in and where you can't let them in. But you still love them. But you still be there for them. You still pray for them. You still be a lend a helping hand. You still lend a listening ear. You still walk in who you are in Christ. That's the whole purpose of growing in Christ and growing in God's word, because you learn how to allow people, places, and things and situations and your feelings and your emotions to not contaminate your faith. You learn how to not compromise. You learn how to not downplay who you are. You learn how to not downplay what you're believing in God for. You learn how to do what is right because I know God has great things in store for me. I know God has a greater plan for my life. I know God is getting ready to open some doors for me. I know God is preparing the way before me. I know there's promotion in store for me. I know there's elevation in store for me. I know and believe that there is always an increase for the believers. I know that I will accomplish every goal that I set out to accomplish if I just do what is right. I ain't got to be the person that tries to fit in. I ain't got to focus on being popular. I ain't got to focus on being cool. I ain't got to focus on receiving validation from other people. But I can stand strong on God's word. I can love anyhow. I can forgive anyhow. I can pray for you anyhow. I can be blessed to be a blessing to you anyhow. I can declare the word of the Lord. I can go to God in prayer so that I can get the strength I need, so that God can touch my mind, so that that he can give me the peace, his peace that passeth all understanding, so that God can give me his joy, that is my strength, so that I won't fold, so that I won't buckle, so that I won't give in, so that I won't give up, so that I won't get caught up in my feelings, so that I won't be like the world, but I can flow in my anointing. I can flow with the power of God. I can flow with the word of God. I can flow as God's child, who is covered by his divine protection. Who cares what people say? You know one of the things that I've learned as a child of God? You know one of the things that I've learned? Yes, we cannot be negative. Yes, we have to walk in love. Yes, we have to be the ones who set the right examples, who put forth the right influences. But you know what I learned as a child of God? Hey, I've learned that sometimes you have to just don't care. That's right. Sometimes you got to not care. Sometimes you just got to be reckless in your faith and in your relationship with Christ. It does not mean be disrespectful. It does not mean to be negative. It doesn't mean to be nasty. It doesn't mean to say what you want to say. It just means that sometimes you have to not care. I'm going to go after what God has in store for me, and I'm not going to care how I look. I'm going to go where God says go. I'm going to do what God says do. I'm going to say what God says say, and I'm not going to care what people think or say about me. I'm going to do the right thing. It doesn't mean I'm being religious. It just means that I value my relationship with Jesus Christ. I value God as my God. I value God as my Father. I value my relationship with him. I'm not being religious. I'm not going to be like the world. I'm not going to be like everybody else. I'm not just going to go through the motions. I'm not going to just go through the formalities. I'm not just going to go through the traditions. But I'm going to apply God's word to my life. I'm going to apply my faith to God's word. I'm going to apply action to what God said do. And I'm going to press forward in the way God says press forward. Because God is so real and so alive. Because I've tried him and I found out that he's all right with me. Because I've tried God and I've seen what he's able to do. I've seen him and experienced and witnessed him as my provider. I've witnessed God as my deliverer. I've witnessed God as my way maker. I've witnessed God as my healer. And because God is always there, because God shows up for me, I'm going to show up for him by doing what he say do, by being how he say be. In the name of Jesus. And let me calm down. I got some more to get through. Let's go. Let's go. Hallelujah. And so check it out, family. There's two main responsibilities we have as the children of God. Hallelujah. 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 There's two main responsibilities that we have as children of God. Along with the Great Commission, in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 19, the word of the Lord says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." Two of the main responsibilities we have in order to be in alignment with God and his word, in order to be like Jesus, watch this, is to love and forgive. That's right. Two of the main responsibilities that we have as children of God is to love and forgive, in which at times seems like the hardest things to do for many in the body of Christ. Once again, God will not hear our prayers when we have unforgiveness in our hearts. I'm going to tell you why. When you have moments in your life when you don't want to forgive someone, you basically are being proud. You're basically being proud as if you have the right not to forgive. You act as if you have a right not to forgive. You have a right not to love as a child of God. You have a right to not do what is right. You made up in your mind, I said what I said and I ain't doing it. And still you think that everything moving forward is going to be peaches and cream, thinking that you don't have to properly align yourself with God and still be able to move forward in a better way, thinking, man, I'm not forgiving them, and I'm still going to be blessed. I'm still going to get my blessing. Man, I'm not forgiving them, and I'm still going to get promoted. Man, I'm not forgiving them, and I'm still believing in God for increase. That's why God said in his word in James chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, in the King James Version, the word of the Lord says, do you think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusts to envy, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore, he said, God resists the proud, but gives grace unto the humble. Let's read it in the New Living Translation. The word of the Lord says in James chapter 4, verses 5 and 6 in the New Living Translation, the word of the Lord says, do you think the scriptures have no meaning? They say that God is passionate that the spirit he has placed within us should be faithful to him. Hallelujah. And he gives grace generously. As the scriptures say, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. You can't think that you don't have to do what God says, and still you're going to be all that in a bag of chips. You have to humble yourself. You have to be humble and take heed to God's word and do the right thing. Not only will your faith be contaminated, but you'll find yourself being bound by flowing in unforgiveness. I don't know about you, but I've been bound before. I've been bound before, and I'll never be bound again. God then opened my eyes to some things. The Lord then lifted the weight up off of me. God then removed the stress. God then removed the frustration. God delivered me out of myself. He delivered me out of struggles. He delivered me out of my way of thinking. I've seen God perform miracles. I've seen God raise me. I've witnessed and experienced God raise me up. I've seen what God did in other people's lives. And so I'm making a choice that, God, I'll do what you say do, and I'll flow in the way that you created me to flow. And so the Bible says, the word of the Lord says, repay no evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live, this is what God says. He says, live peacefully, amen, live peacefully with all men. The word of the Lord says, beloved, do not avenge yourselves. Do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord, found in Romans chapter 12, verse 17 to 19. Unforgiveness, family, let me share this with you. Unforgiveness doesn't yield the right of vengeance to the Lord. Unforgiveness does not yield the right of vengeance to the Lord. What am I saying? When you flow in unforgiveness, you're not allowing God to do what he promised. When you flow in unforgiveness, you're not allowing God to defend you. You're not allowing God to fight the battle for you. When you flow in unforgiveness, you're taking the responsibility of taking vengeance rather than allowing God to do what he said. See, one of the things that I've learned is that I ain't stressing myself out. I'm not going to be frustrated. Listen, I'm going to be happy in Jesus. You hear me? I'm going to live my life. It's when people try to do me wrong, when people talk about me, when people are shady, when people expose themselves, listen, I make up in my mind, this is not my battle. I'm not tripping. I'm not going crazy. I'm not tripping. Listen, this is not my battle. I know what God said. All things work together for my good, because I'm called and I love him. God says that nothing can separate me from his love. God says nothing can come against me because he's for me. God says that I'm more than a conqueror. God says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Listen, this ain't my battle. especially because of the fact that God is all-knowing. God is all-knowing. So God knows everything. He know what was said. He know what was done. He know who was involved. He know when it happened, why it happened, the date, the time, and the year. God knows everything. So guess what? If I know that I'm not in the wrong and somebody has done me wrong, listen, I ain't tripping. It's okay. Let me take a moment. Let me take a moment. I might be mad for a moment. I might feel some type of way for the moment, but what's important is that I learn how to bounce back. Family, you might be mad in the moment. You might feel some type of way, but what's important is that you learn how to bounce back. It's okay. Have your moment. Listen, you can even you can even go to the person and say, listen, I didn't like what you said. I didn't like what you did. That was not right. That wasn't cool, and you know it, but it's okay. I forgive you. I still got love for you. No love lost. But I'm letting you know that was not cool. That was not right. And you need to be mindful of what you do and what you say. All right? Here's the thing, family. When you forgive them, you release yourself. You free yourself from bondage. And now it's on them to receive the forgiveness. But if they decide to still act the same way after you've forgiven them, now they're putting themselves in bondage. Now they're blocking their own blessings. But you got to do what you're supposed to do. Give them an opportunity to do what they're supposed to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Bitter person, the bitter person wants to become their own God. The bitter person wants to become their own God and become his or her own worst enemy. You try to become your own God, and you end up becoming your own worst enemy, destroying yourself. Unforgiveness and bitterness are often hidden sins. Watch this. I'm getting ready to blow your mind. Unforgiveness and bitterness and being proud and in your feelings are hidden sins. No one may notice your bitterness or unforgiveness at first. No one may notice your bitterness or your unforgiveness at first, but check this out. But the poison is doing its hidden work inside your heart. Woo! No one may notice your unforgiveness, but unforgiveness is like a poison in your body, and it's doing a hidden work inside you that you don't even know about. This is why you have to have God's word established within you so that you can be pure in your motives, so that you can be pure in the way that you live, so that you are not toxic, so that you are not contaminated, so that you are not infected by your feelings, your emotions, or what takes place in this world, or what other people are saying. This is why you need to have a prayer life, so that what other people say won't affect you. Because there's power in what we say. The power of life and death lies within the tongue. Those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. And this is why some of you are going through situations that somebody else spoke over you. And you don't know how to get out of it because you're not speaking yourself out of it. You're allowing it to take root because of what somebody else said. You got to be prayed up. In the word of God. This is why God says, so a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Because what's in you is what's going to come out of you. And it's going to show in how you speak, what you say, how you respond to situations, how you respond to people, and watch this, even how you respond to God. This is why God said in Ezekiel chapter 36, he says, listen, I want to remove the stony, stubborn heart and replace it with a responsive heart, a heart that responds to me, a heart that responds to me the right way, a heart that responds to my word, a heart that responds to my presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Unforgiveness. Let's go deeper. Y'all ready? Are you ready? Let's go deeper. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's go deeper. Unforgiveness is often a family sin. Forgiveness is often a family sin. Husbands won't forgive their wives. Wives won't forgive their husbands. Children won't forgive their parents. Parents won't forgive their children. Unforgiveness, watch this. Let's go deeper. Watch this. This is going to blow your mind. Let's go deeper. Unforgiveness among fellow believers in Christ is common. Unforgiveness among fellow Christians, fellow children of God, is common. Children of God who will not talk to each other cannot even look each other in the face and won't even sit on the same side of the sanctuary. Pastors, let's go deeper. Pastors who will not forgive church members and believers who will not forgive their pastor. Situations arise and the response was not responded correctly. Things were said, things were done. It's easy to see why there's so many prayerless and powerless churches. Why there's so many prayerless and powerless churches? Because the members are flowing in unforgiveness. Let me blow your mind tonight. Y'all think the world got the problem when a lot of the times, majority of the time, the problem is in the church. The problems be in the church. We are supposed to, we living like the world. The world's supposed to be living like us. We're supposed to be setting the example. Instead, conforming to the world. Romans 12:2. Transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. Be like the world. I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. I can't be like everybody else. I have to be different and not care. I pray God give his children the strength to be set apart, to be courageous enough to be set apart, to be confident enough to be set apart, to be bold enough to be set apart. To be sanctified is to be set apart, not religious. But to be set apart, I'm different. I'm a child of God. I can't talk like you. I can't walk like you. I can't do things that you do. I can't go places you go. I'm not religious. No, I got a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I've gotten to know him for myself. And there are some things that I just can't do because I am God's representation in the earth. Most importantly, here it is. I got the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost and conviction takes place in my life when I do something I know I ain't got no business doing, when I say something I know I ain't got no business saying, or when I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. The Holy Ghost will deal with me. That's right. Got the Holy Ghost, you're going to be convicted, and there's no way you're going to be able to avoid conviction. And let me bless you even further. Conviction is not condemnation. Conviction is not being condemned. Conviction is not an opportunity to run from God. And conviction is an opportunity to grow in God. Hallelujah. Conviction is not condemnation. Conviction is an opportunity to do an assessment to say, hey, God, okay, God, I ain't going to do it again. Say that again. I ain't going to go there again. I ain't going to be like that again. God is our Father. He is our Father. Why would he not discipline us? Why would he not chastise us? He said in Hebrews chapter 12, if I'm disciplining you, it's because I love you. And then he also says, just as you obey your earthly father, just as your earthly father disciplined you, I'm your heavenly Father. Be more eager to respect me. You should be more eager to obey me. Says in his word, take even more heed to who God is. Some of us and our parents, we already know they ain't play that. I'll be the first to say, my mom ain't play that. She ain't no joke. Joyce Merrill was no joke. You hear me? No joke. I wish I would do something after she told me not to do something. Okay? Okay? Some of us knew. We could not. You're going to try your parent, and you're going to find out that you shouldn't have. Let's be real. I ain't talking about these parents today. I ain't being shady. No disrespect to nobody. But my era and beyond my era, parents was no joke, okay? Got us straight real quick. I knew when I could and when I couldn't. I knew I better not. Amen? And so, family, we have to be forgiven. We have to be forgiven. And so I want to get into the rest of this. We're almost done. Please stay tuned in. I want to take this moment to extend the invitation for you to accept Jesus Christ. Quarter after the hour, we always take the time to extend the invitation to you to accept Jesus Christ into your life. And then we come on with some announcements, and then we close out. Please stay tuned in, family. And so check it out. Here's the main reason why you need to forgive. It's because Jesus is ready to forgive you. And once he forgives you, that's it. You're forgiven. And what you've done is remembered no more. Jesus died for your sins so that you can have life and life more abundantly. Ooh, there's so much word left. Please don't leave. I'm going to close this thing out. But I need to take this moment and extend the invitation to you to accept Jesus Christ. The best thing that you can do, the best decision that you will ever make in your life, is to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The best decision that you will ever make in your life is to accept Jesus Christ into your heart as your Lord and personal Savior. The word of the Lord says in Romans 10 and 13, I love this verse. It says, for whosoever shall calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For whosoever shall calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. That means it don't matter how old you are, where you come from, your race, your nationality, the mistakes you made, the decisions you made, the places you've been, the people you've been around. It don't matter. Call on the name of Jesus tonight. Fully believing in who he is, what he's done, and what he's able to do. He is the only true living God. He died for your sins so that you can be forgiven and have life and life more abundantly. And he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think according to his power that is at work within you when you accept Jesus Christ. When you accept Jesus Christ, you reap the benefits of being kept. You reap the benefits of being sustained, delivered, protected, provided for. You reap eternal life. You reap opportunity to walk in your divine purpose. If that's you, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Say, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned and falling short of your glory. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ rose with all power. I believe that Jesus Christ is so real and so alive. Jesus, save me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Stay in my life. Holy Spirit, come into my heart. Come into my life. Stay in my life and have your way so that I live according to God's word, his will, and his way. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. If you just repeated that prayer after me, family, you just got saved. You just got saved. And that's all it takes. And this is the first day of the best days of the rest of your life. And in spite of what people say about you, in spite of what you go through with God, you'll never be disappointed, because God said in his word in Romans 10 and 11, those who trust in him, those who take heed to his word, you'll never be disgraced. You'll never be disappointed. Read it in the Amplified version. He said you'll never be disappointed in your expectation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I encourage you to get into a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching church so they can help you grow spiritually through the word of God. Y'all can encourage and inspire each other to press forward by faith. Hallelujah. At this time, I'm going to ask Pastor Tori Daly to come on with our announcements, and then we're going to come back and close out for tonight. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Jesus. We bless and we praise God for that word that has gone forth this evening. As Minister Bernard Morrow in By Faith We Good continues in the series, Things That Contaminate Your Faith. And I have to admit, I needed that word this evening. Hallelujah, God. I just thank and praise God for being a God that is on time, that can show up and show out when his children need it the most. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We by faith encourage you out there that gave your souls to Christ this evening, as the man of God said, to find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. And until then, we bless God. That's why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here, just for you. We will be broadcasting again on Monday evening. Monday evening at 8 p.m. I'm going to say it again. Monday evening at 8 p.m. we will be broadcasting live again with For Real. The ministry name is For Real, and the host is the Reverend Dr. Eileen Maddox. You do not want to miss that anointed woman of God. Again, Monday evening at 8 p.m., For Real with the Reverend Dr. Eileen Maddox right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We invite you to follow us via our social media pages. We are on Facebook and LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Also, you can follow us via our webpage, which is www.pknradio.com. Again, www.pknradio.com, where the Lord has blessed that we are able to broadcast gospel music 24 hours a day. We also have the man of God, Reverend, I'm sorry, he says minister. I like to call him Reverend or Pastor myself. Bernard Morrow brings us a word each and every morning to start our day. You can also reach out to the other host of all of the different ministries on this network. You can just reach out to let us know how we can continue to be a blessing to each and every one of you. Know that we love you all with the love of Christ. We thank and bless God for you, Minister Bernard, and the ministry is back in your hands. Okay, I believe we are experiencing some type of technical difficulty. Minister Bernard, are you there? Praise the Lord.
We ask you to bear with us with this technical difficulty.
Let me hear the worship God. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise
to our God.
Every word of worship.
With
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Our God, our God. Prayerfully, Minister Bernard, are you back with us? Once again, we apologize for difficulty.
You know the devil is mad and
ever God comes forth.
And he brings a mighty word
to death. We thank and praise God for each and every one of our listeners.
Apologize for the detection.
We invite you to listen to us. Again, this coming Monday. We're going to try one more time to get to the heart. And if we're not able to get them, we're going to go down and sleep. Minister Bernard.
I will not lose. Step on the street down, I will not lose. Save me.